Okay, let's get into Yirmiyahu Perek Chaf Hei, Perek number 25, and we get into Yirmiyahu, as we'll see, the first time in the Sefer that he mentions exactly who's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to prophesize about what the empire is going to be, and he's going to talk more about Klal Yisrael. One last chance. He keeps saying one last chance, do tshuva, that could be a way that you could be saved, or at least minimized. But it is not meant to be, and it is not. It was Klal Yisrael. We squander the opportunity. Also in this parak is the Nevuah, the famous line that Bavel is going to be rule for 70 years, and after that there's going to be another ruler, and Bnei Yisrael are going to come back. And we know the whole miscalculation from the Gemara Maseches, a little bit on Megillah, Rosh Hashanah, about how Achashverosh miscalculated on the way back. Okay, so we start off, Hadavar, Asher Hayal Yirmiyo, Al Kolam Yehuda, Bashan HaRavias, the Nevuah that Yirmiyo received regarding Yehuda, in the fourth year, Lo Yehoyakim ben Yoshio Melech Yehuda, he Hashana Harishonis Lo Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. Here we go. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel. Parallel, this is the Nevuah that took place. Asher Diber Yirmiyahu Anavi Al Kol Am Yehuda Vel Kol Yoshvei Yerushalayim Lemar. He's speaking to Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Right? Yerushalayim is significant. They're mentioned separately. Mishlosh Esrei Shana Liyoshio Ben Amon Melech Yehuda V'yad Hayom Hazeh Zeh Shalosh Vesrim Shana Hayadvar Hashem Elai. Right? He has been a Navi, as we learned back in Perek Aleph. Right? Yirmiyahu was a Navi through which king's rules? The first Pasuk says. He was the second Pasuk says. In the days of Yoshiyahu Ben Amon, that's what he started. In the 13th year of his Malchus, just like it said here, this is said in the second Pasuk in the Sefer, and in the days of Yehoyakim, Ben Yoshiyahu, all the way until Tzidkiyahu, the last king of Yehuda. So he said, I've been talking about this for all these years. And what do I say? V'adabar aleichem hashkim v'daber v'lo shematem. I keep talking to you. V'shalach Hashem aleichem es kol avodav anaviyim. Hashkim v'shalach v'lo shematem, you don't listen. V'lo hitisim es hazdachem l'shmoa. Leymar, shuvu na ish. Please return. Midarko hara umi roa ma'al aleichem. Go back from your evil ways and from your roa ma'al aleichem. What's the extra phrase of ma'al aleichem? Right, the extra of derech and ma'al aleichem. So maybe that's something deeper. But the Rinas Yitzchak suggests maybe it's based on the Rambam. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva that there is a type of tshuva that's not just based on action. Says the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel. Va'al tomar she'ena tshuva ela me'averos she'e. Bain Beaver Shish Bahan Maisa could go in Znus Vigazel Vigneva. There's not only tshuva from actions, stealing, arayos, kishem shitsarach adam lashuv me elu, kahu tsarach lechapes videos ros, sheyesh lovalashaman. You have to search into your deos, into the midos, and do tshuva from them too. Mina ka, so mina eva, even if there's not one action I need to focus on, but just from anger, from a tendency. Umina eva, umina kina, jealousy, umina tacharut, umina hitul, too much levity, umin redifas hamamon, va'akavod, umin redifas hama'acholos, running after too much food, v'chayotze behen, minakol tzarech lachzor b'tshuva. From all of these, I have to do tshuva. Ve'elu ha'avonos kashim, me'osem sheish behem ma'isa. And these are even harder. To do tshuva from an action, okay, focus, I'm not going to do the action again. But doing tshuva from a mida, that's much more difficult. Shebizman sha'adam nishka be'elu kashahu lifrosh. When a person is shakua in these, it's hard to separate. V'cheinu omer yazov rasha darko v'ishaven machshevosav. Not just darko, but machshevosav. And don't, that's where, and then the Rambam continues with his famous lines, Va'al yidame bal tshuva shehu meruchach mimalas ha-tzadikim, mebrei avonos v'achato sha'asa. Don't think that you're far away from tzadikim. Ein adavar kein, ela ahuv v'nechmadhu, lifnei abore, uke'ila lo chata me'olam. It's as if you never sinned, if you really want to come back. V'lo od ela sheschar harbe, sherei tom tam chaytu pirish bimenu, v'kavash yitzro. And then he quotes the chazal, b'makam shabal yitshuva omdin, ein tzadikim gebur b'chol olamod bo, Malas and Gedola Mimalas Elu Vechulu. But the Rambam's ikar point for us is that there's a tshuva from Maisim and tshuva from Midos, and maybe that's referred to here. Shuvu da ish midar koharaam umiroa male, from the root of the action, which is the Midos. Ushvu al ha adama asher natan Hashem lachem v'lavoseichem. And you will be able to, shvu literally means to return. Maybe it means to sit, or does it mean to return? Or does it mean to stay here at least? Asher nata Hashem lachem la'avoseichem, l'bein olam ad olam, to stay here forever. V'al telchu al acharei Elohim achirim la'avdam l'shtachavos lahem. And don't serve idols, v'lo tachizu osi, don't get me angry. V'lo ara lachem, and I won't do bad to you. I won't get me angry, it won't do bad. Says the Malbim. Hashem is alluding to all other Averis. Okay, it's terrible, but I can handle it. I won't actively do bad to you. But when there's Avodah Zarah, I can't take. If you remove Avodah Zarah, even if you don't remove all the other Averos, that itself is something. I won't actively do bad to you, even though you won't have direct Hashkacha. Says the Malbim, Shagam shelo ashuv lehitiv eschem, achar shelo tashuvu mi yeser Averos, lo era lachem befoal, v'tiyu tachas hateva, ki im tavdu al zeh, era lachem Behashgacha. So it says the Malbim that there's a difference between there's a lack of Hashgacha and then there's Hashgacha directly turning one's face and actively being punishing. So the Malbim says Avodah Zarah has a different level regarding these, and that's what's alluded to here, that even if Hashem says you're not going to do tshuva for everything, but at least Avodah Zarah. V'lo shemata milaynum Hashem, but you're not listening to me, you don't listen to me. L'man achiseini v'masi yedechem l'ra lachem. In order to, you're provoking me and making me angry. The Ramban points out in Parshas VeYisro on the Atharas Hadibros, he quotes the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim, where the Rambam says that languages or lashonos of kina and ka'as, all of those describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only appear by Avodah Zarah. That's the Rambam. Shelo timsa b'chol HaTorah b'chol Sifrei Nevi'im lashon charon af v'lo lashon ka'as v'lo lashon kina ela be'inyin avodas gililin bilvad. That's what you have in, like right here. Hichisani, hachiseni. Right, you have that dafka here where Yirmiyahu starts talking about Avodah Zarah. That's what the Ramban discusses that in Parshas Yisro. That's where he talks about what does it mean that Hashem has kina. V'tama kina ki Yisrael skula sam Hashem enechbar Hashem dilam lo. Kasha pirashti v'yema'am shelo misharsav ponim el aluhim achirim yikanei bohem Hashem. Kasha ish v'kanei lishto v'lechto l'achirim. Right, you're going to another mate. Again, being saying something that we can understand, but again, these lashonos of kina and ka'as are all used by about Avodah Zarah. V'loch lochein, says Yirmiyo, Kol Amar Hashem Tzvakos Ya'an, Asher lo v'shamatem es devarai, since you don't listen. Hineni sholeach v'lokachti es kol mishpachos tzafonu, Hashem. The northern families. Ve'el, Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel avdi. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel. First time, right here, explicit in the text. V'aviyosim al aretz azos v'al yoshvem. I'm going to bring him and them to this land. V'al kol agoyim ha'ela saviv and all the other nations that we'll see. V'acharamtim v'samtim l'shamo v'lishreka. There's going to be desolation. People are going to shriek and whistle when they see the desolation. U'l'charvos olam and terrible emptiness. The Mitzvot David here, as well as the others, point out Nebuchadnezzar here is called Eved. We know Moshe is called Eved Hashem, Yeshua is called Eved Hashem. Here he's called Avdi. Nebuchadnezzar is called Melech Avdi. Says the Mitzvot David, Ritzon Olamar Oseh Shlichusi B'davar. He does my shlichus. Means when somebody is used for a shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are an Eved Hashem, right? Even Nebuchadnezzar, as we learned in Maseches Sanhedrin, you know, based on all of our sins, Hashem still told him to be an Eved, right? We also have this even, the Netziv says, in Parshas Noach, Nimrod, not exactly the word Eved, but by Nimrod it says, towards the end of Parshas Noach, Hu haya gibor tzayid lefnei Hashem. The Mepharshim are bothered. What does that mean, lefnei Hashem? So Rashi says, miskavein lahaknito alpanav. He was a keeper at Sayyid. Lifnei Hashem means against Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. The Hemek Dover says, no, different shot. Lifnei Hashem is like Eved. Shebazeh hishlim b'gvuraso ratzon Hashem. With this, his being guard keeper at Sayyid, he was mashlim the ratzon Hashem. U'mikri Eved Hashem k'mo devuchanetzar harasha. Shenikra avdi by Yirmiyahu. V'yavagav shehershi ala asos. Even though it's about being wicked, b'chol zos mishum shahaya shevet apo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'bo hishlom HaKadosh Baruch Hu ritzono mishamachi nikra eved Hashem v'kach haya nimrod harasha. So his malchus was itself a fulfillment of the divine will, and therefore he's called eved. Good, we continue. V'avati mehem, and will be removed from Yerushalayim and from all the lands. Kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chasen v'kol kala. Nothing. Kol rechayim, the sign of the mill. What is the mill? Rashi quotes, they used to grind herbs for the refuah, for a bris milah. And that's why there's not going to be any babies. Kol rechayim, or not being able to have a bris milah at least. V'or ner, there won't be any candles. Right, this is based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin. That candles and grinding symbolize simchas, right? Right. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Lamed Beis Mabeis, Amr Achar Yochanan Mitzakeh Levur Chayil Tana Kol Rechayim Beburni Shavua HaBen, Shavua HaBen. If you hear the millstones in Burni, you know it's Shavua HaBen. You know it's going to be Shavua HaBen. What's Shavua HaBen? Rashi. Simenu Sheisham Bris Mila. Kimachriz Viomer, Shavua HaBen Kan. The week after the Besan is born, meaning Bris Mila. Varechayim Simon Lashkika Samamanim Lemikoa Lamaka Satino. Right, that's what Rashi says here too. Vishaz Gzeris Malchus Haya, Shegazru Shlolamul. Vayiram Lotzi Kov Vekavu Lusimon Zeh. They made a secret simon to tell people that there was going to be a bris. They ground up these samamanim, and that was the simon for a bris mila. And then the Gemara says, Or haner bibrachayo, mishtasham, mishtasham. If you see the or haner, you see the neros, so you know there's going to be a mishta. Rashi says, bris mila kari shavua haben, al shem shu lasof shavua, mishta l'choro might be a wedding. This might be a remes to the candles at a wedding. That's what Tosfos discusses here. Maybe or, he thinks it's all about a mila, bikan nogal ha'lekner b'mila. This is what's based on. It's based on this pasuk. Here, there won't be any more kol rechayim varaner. V'yisakol haaretz azoz l'char b'lasham. It'll be desolate. Here's the next important pasuk. V'avdu agoyim ha'eles melech bavel shivim shana. All of these nations around will serve Melech Bavel. His malchus will continue for 70 years. What 70 years? So the Radakia works out the math. Nebuchadnezzar was king for 45 years. Evel Merodach for 23. Baal Shetzar for 3 before he was killed. And I'm sorry. And the Baal Shetzar, yeah, for 3 years. And then 2 more for Baal Shetzar. And that makes 70 altogether, right? So that's the worked out the math. And again, we know from the Gemara exactly the miscalculation. And Achashverosh took out all of the spoils, and he said, "Look, the Jews aren't back." That was part of the celebration of Akela Mikelim Shonim. Vayikim lo shivim shana. But after the 70 years, Hashem says, "Don't think that bubble's going to get off, and they're just going to fade off into history." F code al Melech Bavel vel Agoyahunu Hashem es Avonam vel Eretz Kastim. They're going to get it too, right? Just like I wrote in the Bris Ben Abasarim, that Mitzrayim is going to get it. And all the different Pshatim, the Ramban, the Rambam, why they deserve to be punished, they were just acting as the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is they weren't just acting as the will of Hashem. They went above and beyond, right? They didn't do it L'Shem Shamayim, they didn't do it L'Shem, they were being the servant of God, right? They would do it because they hated the Jews. Everybody has Bechira Chavshis, and therefore, says the Navi, Yirmiyo says that they are going to be punished too. They vasiel aretz, he has called Devarayash or Devarati Alel. All the words that I spoke, we'll get to later in the Sefer, all about the Beferish Nevuas, about some of the other nations. The Abar Benel here has 2 columns worth, talking about how all the other nations are Tachas Hamazalos, Am Yisrael is not, right? Based on the Ramban in Parshas Achremos, that we are not Tachas Hamazal, and Eretz Yisrael is not Tachas Hamazal. Ki avdu vam gam heim agayim rabim, umulachim gedolim, vishilatu lam kefalam, I will take it all out. Next, Pasuk Tezvav. Ki ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael Eli. Hashem said to me, this was, according to all Mefarshim, a vision. A vision that Yirmiyo sees. He wasn't supposed to do anything, even though the earlier prakim, sometimes we had him doing things with the figs and the other actions and the belt, which we said some hold it wasn't an action, but most say it was. But here, this is according to all, right? The Radak says a Mara Hanavua. Kaches kos hayayin achem azos biyadi. Take this cup of wine, this of anger. Vishkiso so and pour it. Give it to the goyim. Who is he giving it to? He's not giving it to anybody. Vishkiso so as kol goyim asher anochi shalech oschalehem. You're sending it to all the goyim, meaning besides the Jews being destroyed and the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed, and sent it to Galus. There'll come a time when those nations will come and be destroyed, right? Like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, right? Those who drowned will be drowned, right? And here's he uses the lashon of kos a couple of times, and this is what the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabba, and the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Arei Pesachim discusses the Arba Lishda Kosos of Peronis. We know the Dalet Kosos have many sources, not in Shas Bavli, which is amazing. Shas Bavli doesn't really talk about why four. The Yerushalmi does talk about the four. So it's in Pesachim, but it's also in Debreishis Rabba, the end of Parshas Vayeshev. Why? Because one of the opinions there, it says the word Kos 4 times by the Sar HaMashkim, and that's why Mikan Kavuchachamim, Dalet Kosos, Shalal Pesach. Right? What is the pshat of all of these is not for now. That belongs in the Haggadah this year, but just to mention. Refuna B'Shem Revi Benaya, Keneged Dalet Geulos, Shemar B'Mitzrayim. Same language as the Yerushalmi. It's not Dalet Lashonos of Geula, it's Dalet Geulos, which sounds like 4 stages of redemption. Votesi V'Yitzalti V'Galati V'Lakachti. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman Amar, Keneged Arba Kosos, Shemar Rukan, V'Kos Paro B'Yadi, V'Nazad Kos Paro. V'chulu, the four times it says the word kos in that story. Rabbi Levi Amar Kenega Dalan Malchias. Keneged the Dalan Malchias, the four Golios. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Keneged Dalan Kosos Shal Tar'ela Shakarish Baruch Hu Mashke Esa Ove Kochavim. As Keneged the four Kosos of punishment and retribution that Hashem will give the Umos HaOlam, Hadahu Dechziv, Yirmiyahu Chafei, Kicho Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael Eila, Kach Es Kos Hayayin HaChema, as it says right here. Ukenegda, Nakadosh Baruch Hu Mashke Es Yisrael, Dalal Kosol Shel Yeshua LaSil Lavo. And we will have parallel of the salvation. So you have that right here. Says the Gemara, now continuing. Says the Navi, right? So take this kos and be mashke. Vishasu, and they'll drink. Vihis goashu. Vihis olalu. They'll start shaking and they'll be drunk. Mipnei hacherev asher anochi sholeach bein osam. They'll be total hefkerus and total nobody know what was going on. V'lekach hazakos, and I'll take the cup. Miad Hashem. The Radak says, I'll call b'mara nevuah, and I'm going to put it onto all the goyim. All the goyim. And now many, many nations are listed. Some of these, you might say, some say, these are all the nations that served under Bavel, right? Bavel conquered. And the Mela, when Babel is conquered, so then they will also be conquered as well. It talks about nations to the east and the west and the north, all different areas of Eretz Yisrael, and the outlying areas, and Ammon and Moab and the west and the east. And finally, at the end, it says in Pasuk Chavav, the Eis Kalalchi Hatzafon Hakrovim Arachokim Ish Elachiv Veis Kolamam Lachos La'arad Hashofni Adama Umelach Sheshach Yishta Achareim. After all of these, meaning Bavel will wipe out all of these and conquer these, but the king of Sheshach will drink after them. Who is the king of Sheshach? Rashi says, that's Bavel in Atbash. Right, sometimes we find in the Rishonim, Atbash used here. Maybe he doesn't want to say it by favor, he doesn't want to get himself in trouble, but ultimately, Melech Sheshach will drink after them. We find in Rishonim, in various places, they used Atbash. One of the more important ones halachically is Tosas in Pesachim, and Arvi Pesachim also, Kuf Yud Zayin Mabeis, where Tosas discusses that he quotes that he heard in a medrash that how do we know what the 39 malachas were? So the most famous, common, accepted halachically source is the Gemara in Shabbos, Memtes, where the Gemara says whatever they did in the Mishkan we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. That is what is called creative activities, and we're not allowed to do that. That's where the 39 come from. Right? There were 39 malachas that they did in the Mishkan, so we can't do those 39 on Shabbos. The Tosfos quotes a Medrash that says, no, it has to do with Mitzrayim. The avodas that we did in Mitzrayim, we're not allowed to do on Shabbos, and that's how Shabbos is Zichar Liyatzias Mitzrayim. It's all connected, but how do you get 39 then? Tosfos says that avodas perech is what they did. Perech in Atbash is Vagal, Vav Gimel Lamed, and that is 39. And when we were Nigal Mimitzrayim, Esira Malashabas, Lishbos, Meosan, Lamates Malachas. Right? Beautiful. That the Malachas that we did in Mitzrayim, we're not allowed to do on Shabbos in order to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. So, Melach Sheshach, back to the Pasuk. The king of Bavel will drink, he'll drink the Kos HaTarele afterwards. V'yamar Taleem, and you, Yirmiyahu, should say to all of them, Ko Amar Hashem Tzva Kos Elokei Yisrael, all nations of the world, listen. You've defeated the Jews, but don't think you're off the hook. Shtu v'shichru, drink, be drunk, o kiyu, and then you're going to throw up. The niflu v'lo takumu, and you'll fall down, you won't get up. Ebnei acherev asher anuchim shaleach b'neihem. Right, don't think the Jews are down for the count forever. V'yaki yimo anu l'kacha sakos mizadcha l'shtos, v'amarta aleihem, komar Hashem, Hashem's going to say this. Hashem's going to say this. Ki hine ha'ir, asher nikra shmi aleho anuchim eichel haram. I'm going to start with my city. That's true. Yerushalayim is going to fall. But Vatemi Naket Tinaku, you think you're gonna get off scot free? Lo Tinaku. Ki cherevani kori al kol yoshvei ha'aretz ne'um Hashem tzvakos. That is what is said. Good. That's regarding the other nations. Viata now pasuk lamed. Tina ve'aleim has called Remaele prophesies all these. Viamarta leim. And now we have one of the earliest psukim that's quoted in Shas. Viamarta leim. Hashem mimarom yishak. Hashem will roar from the heavens. Umimam kacho yiten kolo. And from his holy abode, he will give his voice. Sha'og yish'ag al naveyu. He will roar about his resting place, meaning the Beis HaMikdash. Hey dad, kidorchim yaneh. Like the tramplers scream when they press the grapes. Hey dad, so Hashem screams. Al kol yoshvei ha'aretz to all of the people who reside in the land. So you see all of these Oshonos of Sha'og, three words of Sha'ag of the roar, and that's the Gemara in Maseches Brachas that we're familiar with, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that the night, every night is split up into three Mishmaros, based on this Pasuk, says the Gemara. I'll call Reb Lazar Omer, Shalosh Mishmar Asavei Halayla. Vavei Kol Mishmar U'Mishmar Yosheva Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Shoei Ka'ari. By each Mishmar Hashem Ror Shene Amar. Even though the context is about Churban, but the Gemara uses it in a different way. Hashem Yimarom Yishag Yimom Kashi Din Kalo Shog Yishag Al Naveu. V'Siman LaDavar. And then how do you know the Mishmaros? And it quotes, right, the Chamar Noer, Klavim So'akim, all of the different deis. How do you know what the Mishmaros are? But that's the Gemara. There's an important Nefesh HaChayim on that Gemara. Gemara talks about Hashem cries over the Mikdash. Nefesh HaChayim says in Perek Dalet, Shar Allah Perek Dalet, that's very important. He says in a positive way, every single thing we do has effects in Shemayim. Al Yomar Belibo Chas V'Shalom, Ki Mani Umakochi Lif'ol B'Masai HaShvelim Shum Inyan Ba'Olam. What am I little actions accomplish? Amnam Yavin V'Yeda V'Yikbam Machshavos Libo. You should know, Shekol Prate Ma'asav V'Dibrov Machshavosav. Every action, speech, thought, B'Chol Eis V'Rega Lo Is Avidu Chas V'Shalom, is not lost. Umarabu Masav Umod Galu V'Ramu Shekol Achas. Everything goes up and high in Shemayim. Da, and he quotes, that's even what maybe it means, Da malamala mincha. Know what happens above you. Because Ish Chacham, V'Yavena Zos, Libo Yachil Bekirbo, Bechil Rada, thinking about what exactly his actions cause. Arad Hechan Hema Magiyim, L'Kal Kavalarz B'Chet Chal Chas V'Shalom. Right, and your sins, how much the sins affect. And then he quotes, Ki Alo Nebuchadnezzar V'Titus, Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, didn't have any effect up above. There's no Kedusha, there's no potential for Kedusha, so they can't touch. Only what happened? It was our sins. Our sins caused the weakness upstairs. We were metamayit and ayidezeh. You know, that's why they were able to go in and attack it. Because we left, as he quotes the Medrash in Eicha Rabasi, Kimcha Tchina Tchinas, you ground up already ground flour, right? Ki Avonoseinu Hechrivu, right? Our sins did it. And says, suggests the Achronim, the Rinas Yitzchak says, maybe that's the Gemara. The Gemara, that's the language of the Gemara is that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I read it from the Rinas Yitzchak, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oy Lubanim, right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu cries. That Gemara that I didn't read those lines yet. Oy Lubanim Shabavano, some Hechrafti is Basi. In their sins, that's the cause of it. Hashem cries, but it's only because of their sins, and that's what led to the Churban. The Mikdash Shomala Nechrava they have on the same show Yisrael Veloy de Umos. The Akharation Nechrava Nifkam and Mikdash Shomala Sarafti S Hechali. But that's the Gemara that's learned out from here. We continue. Says the last couple of psukim in the parak. Kol Amar Hashem Tzvakot, Hashem says, Mose, this is still talking about Churban by his Rishon. The Radak has a day that maybe it's talking about Churban by his Sheni even, in the future, in the further. Kol Amar Hashem Tzvakot, Sini Ra Yotzeis B'Goy El Goy. V'Sar Gadol, there'll be evil, and there'll be a strong wind. Yei or Miyarksi Aretz, and there'll be Chalei Hashem B'Yamahu, there'll be corpses all over. Lo Yisavtu, V'lo Yasvu V'Lei Kaveru, no Hespedim, no Kfura. It's going to be terrible. Again, he started at the beginning of the parak that, you know, we have to make sure we do tshuva. We have to make sure we have to do what we can and to prevent this. But unafaltin kechemda, you will fall like a treasured kli. What does that mean? The more expensive a kli, the more delicate a kli is. When it falls, it smashes into 1,000 pieces. That's what the Mesudas David says. That's what we're compared to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're an expensive, special kli. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when we fall, We're gonna be gone. Last pasuk, Azav ka kfir suko, Hashem will leave his lair like a kfir, like a young lion. When a young lion doesn't have enough food where he is, he just goes because he can't be supported by where he is. So too the Radak explains the Dimyon. So too Hashem's gonna leave because he can't be supported by where he is. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We will continue next time with Perek Chaf Vav.